for this morning is taken from the 13th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant, because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or donkey from his manger and lead it away to give water? And ought not this woman, the daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing all the wonderful things he was doing. This is the Gospel of our Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Dear friends of Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As I mentioned to the children, there are two messages in today's reading, not just in the Gospel, but most particularly also in Isaiah, which I want to focus a little bit more on today. One is the meaning of the Sabbath and its importance in our lives, and the other is taking responsibility for the needs of the members of our community. And the connection between those two, connection between observing the Sabbath and being responsible for the needs of the members of our community. There's a book that was written some years ago, probably back in the 70s maybe, by America's then premier rabbi. His name was Abraham Joshua Heschel. He was the best friend of America's then preeminent Christian theologian, Reinhold Niebuhr. The two could be seen walking together on New York streets near the most prominent institutions there again and again. In fact, Rabbi Heschel was asked to speak at the memorial service for Christian theologian Reinhold Niebuhr. That's our book. Anyway, he wrote a fascinating book, I thought it was really excellent, called "The Sabbath, Its Meaning for Modern Man." And in that book, he emphasizes another thing. First, he says, we have 6 days of our rabbis and meditation. It's going to be a little bit different than Christian, but there's a lot in common. First, he says, we have 6 days of the week to be productive. Americans are famous for being productive. We want to be productive, we love to be productive. We have 6 days of the week to be productive. One day out of that week, we set aside our own interests, our own pursuits, as Isaiah put it, and we seek a renewing relationship with the God who gave us life. Now, there are a number of important reasons, Rabbi Heschel says, that God made this commandment. Among which are human beings are by nature limited. We are creatures. We're created just like any other creature is created. And therefore, we are limited in terms of our ability, not only the level of energy we can keep keep up day after day after day after day, how much we can handle, whether we can keep striving for high standards over and over and over, day after day after day without rest, physical, mental, and spiritual. But there are also times in life where we're throwing curveballs, where we become wounded for whatever reason, whether we lose someone close to us, some disasters happen. There are times in life when we simply can't be as productive as we would like. Human beings were created in order to be able to have time set aside for renewal, to reconnect to God. Because when we're pursuing our own interests, the rest of the week, now, you might say, hey, it's only a 5-day week now. Yeah, maybe so, but then, I don't know how you guys handle the rest of the year from now on our day off. We have a long list of personal items that we still have to do. May not be at work, but you know, all the personal items you have to take care of as a matter of course. So, human beings need time. And as Isaiah puts it very clearly, if you set aside this time to just be with God for prayer, for worship, for turning inward and finding a connection with the Spirit of God who gives life, energy, and strength, and guidance. Then, as Isaiah puts it, you will take delight in the Lord. Now, there have been times in the church's history where the church described the Sabbath as an obligation. No, this is not an obligation, it's a privilege. It is a privilege to be able to set aside time, not worrying about being productive, not worrying about getting things done, not worrying about a to-do list, and to just be with the God we need in order to experience renewal. And sometimes the need to actually rebuild our lives when something major happens. Times when we have to move, times when we change our jobs, times when we need to run one. There are all kinds of times in life where we need to put time and energy more than we have to rebuild things that may have fallen apart. We need Sabbath time to do that. So, just as, he points out, we have sacred space. Sacred space is a worship. This is sacred space. It's set aside for worshiping God. Just so we need sacred time. We call it the Sabbath, the cathedral of time. It's time set aside to reconnect and experience the renewal of God's Spirit that is present with us at all times. And this is not a law, it's an invitation. It's like God saying, I invite you into my presence. I invite you to experience the very thing you need most for your own spiritual, emotional, and cognitive health. So we're invited to experience this wonderful grace that is given to us as a shared gift. Why wouldn't we take advantage of it? But as Isaiah points out, there is another issue at work here too, and it's implicit in the gospel reading as well. Now, the Isaiah text was written at the time when the Jews were returning back from exile. They were coming back to their homeland after it had been laid waste by the Babylonians. They needed to rebuild it. And the people who were left behind after the war were the neediest people. They were the people who couldn't care for themselves, the people who were literally had turned into beggars, they were homeless, they were the neediest among them, they were afflicted people. And Isaiah says to them, before talking about how the Sabbath intersects with life, he says, how long are you going to point fingers at each other? How long are you going to speak evil about each other? Instead of paying attention to these afflicted members of your community. Isaiah was talking about the fact that when they came back to their home, it was cast and they were fighting with each other. And because they were fighting with each other, there was no cooperative effort to deal not only with the rebuilding of the infrastructure that had been destroyed, but to take care of all these afflicted members of their community. And now, as I was reading this, I thought to myself, don't we have all kinds of afflicted members of our community living on the streets of our cities? Why is it so hard for us to deal with this homeless issue, which is getting worse and worse and worse and worse? We all know that most of these people can't help themselves. We all know that number one, there's no family there to pick them up. I mean, if I was going through a horrible issue, I wouldn't have to worry. It's like our family. Who would take care of me? But there are many people who don't, because many families in this country have fallen apart. And then there's the issue of mental illness. People need treatment. And then, of course, the biggest, worst problem of all is drug addiction. People who are addicted to these opioids that are going to waste so many people in this country, they need help. They can't do it by themselves. The only winner here, it seems to me, is the drug dealers. Oh, they're winning big time. We're raining in the dough. While so many people are pointing fingers and speaking evil of one another because we have a neighbor that isn't. What would happen if in the most prosperous economy on the globe right now, we decided we're going to solve this problem? We're going to put the money and the resources and the time necessary to put into this issue we're going to deal with. Okay, we may not all agree, but I tell you what, you know what you do when you don't agree with somebody? You sit down and you talk about it. And you make compromises. And you come up with a scheme that both of you can buy into, and then you get at it. Why do people do that? Why can't we do that? I don't understand it. Maybe it's because our society has become, as Isaiah accused his own mind, being disconnected from its spiritual issues. Isaiah goes into this beautiful poem about the Sabbath precisely because Isaiah and Jesus were at hand. Jesus was always in the synagogue on the Sabbath. Every single one. Because we need Sabbath. We need time with God. Now, it doesn't have to be set down to be the same every week online. What's important here, because the visible Jesus statement, the Sabbath was made for human beings, not human beings for the Sabbath, what he was saying is, this is not a rule, it's a privilege. This is given to us for our good. Therefore, don't look at it as if you're putting on some kind of yoke, an obligation. It's an invitation to experience spiritual renewal from the God of grace who loves us and who sets us free from finger pointing and speaking evil of one another. commissioner were very clear about that, that we're never getting beyond our divisions. And in the midst of divisions, people fall through the cracks. Many people fall through the cracks. People who can't help themselves fall through the cracks. And it's not good for them, it's not good for the community, it's not good for anybody. Seems to me we can all agree on that anyway. And it's not just homelessness, it's all of the issues we face in particular communities. They don't get solved when people are fighting with each other. And all the energy that's taken up in the movie. So, the Christian community has something very important to say to the rest of the world and in our country in particular. We need to reconnect with the source of our spiritual strength, that which gives us the ability to transcend and rise above our differences, not allowing them to be the very thing that keeps us crippled and unable to deal with real suffering issues. We need to be able to rise above that. Or these problems will persist, they'll just never go away. They'll just continue to get worse and worse and worse. I like to close by just quoting Isaiah again, because I think these words are so beautiful. Isaiah says, "The Lord will guide you continually to satisfy your needs in parched places, and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose water overflows. And I will make you lie upon the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of your ancestors, Jacob. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Hear the promises of God. Believe those promises. Let them satisfy you. And then we can go forward and actually do it.